It's been a good couple of years for Jason Segel. His revamp of the Muppet franchise last year was a box office hit. His sitcom, How I Met Your Mother, is going into its 8th season, and he's got a new romantic comedy, The 5-Year Engagement. Segel made it to big screen prominence with the help of comedy baron Judd Apatow in 2008 with the film Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The very first scene of that movie, which Segel wrote, came right out of his own life.
I was dating this woman for a few years, and she went away to go work, and she was gone for about 6 months. And when she came back, she called me from the airport and said, "Hey, I've just landed. I need to come see you." So she drives over, and I'm like, "This will be cute." I'm waiting on the couch completely naked in like a sexy pose, like the Burt Reynolds pose on the carpet. And she walks in because she has a key to my house, and I say, "Hey, I've got a surprise for you." And then she said, "We need to talk." And it's never "we need to talk, I love you so much."
No,
you know, I knew it was happening. And so then this breakup commences while I'm completely nude.
Didn't you take a minute to say, "You know what, sweetie, let me just go grab some shorts"?
Okay, I did. And I walked back, and let me just tell you this. Picking out an outfit for the second half of a breakup is the hardest outfit you'll ever pick out in your life. And I came out in khaki pants and a blue button-up shirt like a schoolboy on fancy dress day. And I said, "I'm wearing your favorite outfit." And then she looked at me. She's like, "Yeah, you've never worn that outfit before."
Despite the romantic travails in his own life, or maybe because of them, Segel knows what people want in a romantic comedy. And his latest film, The 5-Year Engagement, delivers. It goes like this. Boy meets girl, and they fall in love.
"Violet, I love you. Will you marry me?"
"Yes."
Then conflict ensues.
"I got a letter from the University of Michigan. I got a job for 2 years.
2 years is nothing.
"Really?"
"And we'll start planning the wedding again from there."
Sprinkle in some hijinks and shenanigans, and just when you thought things were working out and the couple would live happily ever after.
"Congratulations.
You've been promoted.
You're going to be with us for a few more years."
"Can't wait to tell Tom."
The thing about the film, and a lot of Segel's work, is that while it looks and sounds like a traditional romantic comedy on its face, Segel is feverishly trying to subvert the romantic comedy structure. That's something he's learned from studying and loving comedies with a slightly darker edge.
The movies that I love and model after, like Annie Hall, When Harry Met Sally, and in particular for me, Broadcast News, are the tone of life, which isn't a setup punchline every 2 minutes. You know, I think you get bored of that movie. Like, if you think about Broadcast News, there was no villain. You didn't know if you wanted her to end up with Albert Brooks or with William Hurt or either. You know, whereas romantic comedies today have been overly simplified. You know, he's a scientist. She hates science. What will happen? We tried to do a movie that was about what life is like, a couple just earnestly trying to figure out how to do it.
What's the joke? What's the thing in the Jason Segel canon of comedy that is always funny that you go to?
You know, funny enough, there have been puppets in everything I've written. Because I have a huge love of puppets. There's a big puppet musical at the end of Sarah Marshall. I wrote The Muppets, and there was a puppet in this. I don't want to give too much away, but at one point I'm dating a woman who's too young for me, and she convinces me to take hallucinogenic mushrooms on Thanksgiving, and all of the food came to life. But we ended up cutting out the puppetry.
So I do want to plumb that a little bit, the puppet thing. It's serious for you. You
it
pushed
is.
To do the Muppet movie. That was the big hit last year.
Oh.
And I read that you had to reassure people that you didn't want to approach that film in an ironic way. You were dead serious about puppets.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly dead serious about the Muppets. They were my first comic influence as a child. And, you know, to a kid, they're Monty Python or Saturday Night Live. Pardon the expression, but they're the gateway drug to comedy for a child.
What's funny about puppets?
More than funny, I just think there's a sense of magic to it. You know, at some point, you lose the sense of magic that you're born with when you, like, realize that the world is kind of a tough place, you know?
Do you have puppets?
I have a room full of puppets, but recently the puppets have been finally put in cupboards because I realized that it was off-putting to women.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
There was an intentional but subconscious signal I was sending out, like, hey, I'm still a kid. Don't expect me to be a full adult.
I read that Forgetting Sarah Marshall was drawn on a lot, obviously, that first scene and others from your real life. But can you take us back a little bit? What was that time in your life like?
Oh, that was the worst. But it really made me who I am today. I did a show called Freaks and Geeks when I was very young, and I had the naivety and arrogance of youth. You know, I really assumed that when the show got canceled, like, oh, it doesn't matter. You just keep rolling, you know? I'm about to be the biggest star in the world. And then I was met with 5 years of unemployment, just with nothing. And I hadn't gone to college, so I had no fallback plan. And I literally thought, oh, my God, I've blown it. I'm going to have to, like, move back in with my parents and go back to college and figure out some new plan. And then Judd Apatow said to me, listen, you're kind of a weird guy.
What did he mean when he said you were weird? Weird in a good way? Or weird like you're not going to make it, kid?
Oh, I don't know that those two are mutually exclusive. You know, I think probably a little bit of both. I was, you know, I've been 6'4 since I was 12. So
that's tall.
Yeah, it's tall. So at 21, I was too tall to play a kid anymore. And I was still too young to play an adult. And so I was caught in this sort of purgatory. And he said, look, the only way you're going to make it is if you start writing your own material.
The characters that you play, they're not the same person, but there is this kind of lovable, quirky, kind of have your stuff together, but you kind of don't.
Yeah.
But in the end, very endearing guys, all of these people.
Well, thanks. I would love to play a villain someday in that I think that what I've done with my whole career is walk this tightrope between charming and creepy, and I always fall on the charming side. I'd like to fall on the creepy side and be like one of those Gary Oldman, like really charming villains. But I think the common denominator of all the characters is that I think it's very important to be nice in life. When I left the house, my mom said to me, please don't ever forget the person you are out there is a reflection of the job I did as a mother.
Whoa.
Yeah. Take
heavy.
That.
Yeah.
And so I have always felt like the thing of paramount importance is to be kind to people.
Jason Segel, he stars in and co-wrote the new film, The 5-Year Engagement, which opens Friday, April 27th. Jason, join us from our New York bureau. Hey, Jason, thanks so much.
Thanks. That was a blast. I had a really good time.